Welcome to All My Subcab Radio. Studio stories every Monday, Why Music on Wednesday. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to see our latest episodes, and make sure to follow at Oh My Subcat on all platforms.
Hey, we're back here with another interview today. We have a special guest, Neil Minette.
Hey, everyone. My name's Neil Minette. I'm a guitar player, singer, songwriter here in Syracuse, New York. I've been doing this most of my life, and I hope to continue to. So,
cool. So when did you first, I guess, kind of pick up a guitar and start playing?
Yeah, good question. I have a very distinct memory of, I think I was about 4 or 5 years old, sliding down the hall in my socks with a small half-size guitar that my dad had bought me, an Amata. And I didn't know how to play at all. It really was just, I think, just playing in the open strings just because I wanted to play. And it was it was an amazing Rhythm Aces album. It was the third track on that album. I couldn't tell you the name of it, but I just remember coming, sliding down the hall. There, it kind of goes from a slower tempo to a fast tempo. And right when that fast tempo comes in, there was a guitar bit. So that was the first time I played guitar. But yeah.
So after that, did you just kind of start taking lessons or?
Yeah. Not for guitar though. Totally, totally different. I took drum lessons. I think I picked up doing that somewhere in third. I remember being 9 years old. I think that was like third grade. So, and did that for several years, 6 years or so. And my dad plays guitar. And so while I was young, he'd always try to show me a few things. I never was that interested. I always, I guess, wanted to make a lot of noise or something. I have another even vaguer memory of banging on some pots and pans in my first house when I was a kid.
That's what I always did growing up as a kid. And then Christmas when I was 4 is when I got my drum set.
Oh, okay.
Because my parents got sick of pots and pans.
Something
and
a little more in tune.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yes, that's similar for me.
So then did you start taking guitar lessons at some point, or just kind of through your dad teaching you different things once your interest grew in the...
Pretty much, yeah. I remember him, I only took one lesson one time when I was older, once I was already playing. Getting started, he showed me a lot of the basic chord shapes and a few pentatonic scales. I remember him saying, all right, here's one progression, and he drew it on a piece of paper for me. He's like, go learn this. I said, give me the first two. He said, there's five of them. So, okay, give me the first two. And I learned it like that night maybe or something. I came back the next day. I was like, all right, give me the rest of them. He's like, hey man, slow down. You gotta really learn these. And I was like, I got them. Give me the next one. A few chords and those scales. And that was pretty much it for lessons. I mean, plenty of, online YouTube videos or a lot of learning from records. I had a friend when I was in middle school that I played in a band with, and he just impressed upon me very strongly. He said, Neil, you have to develop your ear. You have to be able to learn things by ear. I forget the words he used, but it just stuck with me. And ever since then, I'd been always trying to learn things from records, straight from the records as much as I could.
Yeah.
And then I learned how to slow things down on like records. And,
wow. It's a whole other level.
Instead of like a CD player and pause and play.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so that's where I got started.
Cool. When did you get to kind of playing your first show from that point?
Yeah, good question. When I was playing drums, I was in a band. We played a lot. I forget the first show. I think one of the early shows I did play guitar for was a graduation party for like a fourth grader. Somebody who worked at our school, like a office administrator or something, knew that we played in a band and said, hey, my daughter's having we were older. We were like in eighth or ninth grade or something. It was like, hey, we're having like a summer end of year, finishing fourth grade party.
Yeah.
Can you guys want to play? Okay. Sure. I'll never forget. I think our first paid gig was my first paid gig, and this was when I was really playing as a guitar player, leading the band. well, I had left my name and number at a local bar in my town, mm-hmm. and just wrote it on a sticky note, gave it to the bartender, and hadn't heard anything for like a year. And I get a call one day after school in, it was in the physics room, I remember, and said, "Hey, is this Neil?" Said, "Yeah, who is this?" Said, "I got some sticky note here with your name and number. Do you want to play like in a couple weeks? I'll give you $150. And I was like, "Wow, this is amazing."
Yeah.
And so that was like the first, I think, one of the first paid gigs that I played as a fronting artist.
Yeah.
In high school, that was pretty cool.
Cool. So, I guess when did you started as like a just the front man for the band then, that you were playing more gigs like that rather than solo? Like, when did you get into playing more kind of solo, like, songwriter gigs?
Great question. Yeah. So, well, I should, just to back up a little bit, I first got into playing blues and blues guitar, and that was something that was really what I was, when I got into guitar, that's all I was interested in.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play electric guitar and play lead electric guitar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to be in a blues band. I'd listened a lot to Eric Clapton and Muddy Waters and Stevie Ray Vaughan and those, and mm-hmm. especially like Muddy Waters had a large band, you know, with a couple of guitar players. Yeah. And I always wanted to be in a band like that. But being so young and being in a city with so many great musicians, I for sure wasn't getting the call to do that at a young age. So being a frontman for a band was the only way I could go play gigs, was to go get them myself.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's turned into something I really love doing. But at the time, it wasn't really what I wanted to do. I just wanted to play lead guitar.
Yeah.
But to answer your question about playing solo, though, it was all kind of, to make a long story short and not to drag it out, it all around the time that I was finishing college, and I graduated college, and I didn't go for music. And I was finishing college, and I realized I didn't really like what I was studying. I didn't want to do it for a career. I graduated in 2020, so I was graduating right into COVID, and so everything mm-hmm. was sort of, you know, I had no direction at that time.
Yeah.
I had no post-college job. I had no idea what I wanted to do musically. It was just I hit the pause button on everything. And I did a lot of reflecting in that time, and I realized that I had, I've had and continue to have the opportunity to play with really great musicians in the band that, the bands that I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know how to be an artist. I didn't know how to do it by myself. The band was becoming a crutch.
Got it. Yeah.
And I looked at some of my favorite artists, big time, that I really like, not necessarily my most prominent influences, but just people that I aspired to be like in the capacity that they play, the scale at which they play, and the type of music that they make. A couple that come to mind are like Eric Clapton, Chris Stapleton, John Mayer, and even other people more here at the local level. For instance, John Mayer, Chris Stapleton, very, very different, and different from Clapton. You know, what commonalities I asked myself, what commonalities do I see in them? And I realized they all sound fantastic with a band, but they're all capable of doing a solo by themselves. And I think Chris is a great example of someone whose band really just fills out what he already does really well by himself.
Yeah.
And I looked at myself and I realized, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to. If I don't have a band, I don't know how to play, because all I know how to do is play lead guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So right around that time, I after working some jobs that I didn't really enjoy, you know, as a career, I just said, you know what, I'm going to play solo now. I'm going to do that. I quit most of my jobs, went on a short vacation overseas, and I left having, like, I call it 2.5 gigs. I had a private party, unpaid, and like 2 gigs solo that I'd booked, And I don't even know if those gigs knew that I'd never played solo gigs before. I just sort of said, yeah, I can do that. And I quit my jobs, but that was it. That was the only, I had a very small part-time job at the time to just pay the bills.
Yeah.
And what was really crazy about that was I went away, I came back to play that gig, and it was that summer, I think it was 2022. Somehow every weekend that summer, without ever having done it before, I got a gig like every weekend, whether it was a last minute cancellation or a, oh, I saw you playing last week, how do you want to play a month from now? How would you like to play a month from now? And that just like was a fast track to, oh, okay, I have to do this. I have to learn 3 hours of material. I have to figure out how to be comfortable doing it on stage. And ever since then, I've just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So that was, it was a really, it was a very interesting push from the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was
kind of right place, right time. And
it really was, off. I remember, I was out to see Colin Aberdeen downtown, and someone had mentioned that, the Dinosaurs starting up outdoor music again for the first time in a while. You should talk to this guy about playing there. And a day later, I've got two gigs booked there. What are the chances? So, yeah, it was an interesting start, but it pushed me in the right direction, I think.
Cool. So now that you've been kind of gigging around the area for a while, do you have a favorite venue that you just love to go and play at?
Oh, that's hard to say. Don't put me on the spot. I don't want to single anybody out. I would say I love playing for venues where I, as much as I love making a racket with the band and playing loud and busy, the venues where I'm able to really, you can kind of hear the silence in the room and you can really connect with the crowd. And, you know, I try to, you probably hear I'm a little soft-spoken. When I'm able to say something or sing something or play something that has a minute to just rest in the room, that really fulfills me. I played, it's great to play for an excited, busy room that every time you take a break, they cheer and they you play a little lick and they cheer and you play a lick and they cheer. But to be able to just kind of have an audience in a room that just listens.
Yeah.
That
was going to be one of my rapid fire was a solo act in a listening room or a full band in a packed bar, but kind of answered it.
Yeah. Unless it's like a full band in a listening theater.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So a couple rapid fire questions
for
you.
I'm ready.
What is something that you collect?
Ooh. Coffee cups? That's the bad answer. I'll circle back to that one.
All right. What is your go-to song to play around a campfire?
Oh, great question. There's a couple favorites. I love Angel from Montgomery, John Prine. Mm-hmm. And there's a great, just easy-going song by the California Honey Drops called Birthday Suit. It's about being naked.
Cool.
Generally goes over pretty well.
Yeah. What is your go-to topping for pizza?
It's got to be Supreme. Onions, mushrooms, peppers, and onions. My grandma had a pizza shop down in New York for decades. And so it's just what you get when she makes pizza.
Yeah. Nice. What's a TV or movie character that you most relate to?
Oh, man. Having trouble. I relate a lot. I'm drawing a blank on a specific character, but I relate a lot to old people. Cause I'm kind of old at heart. So anybody, whether it's somebody like, I can't even think of one. I have to circle back to that one. Yeah. Keep going. God, that's right. Terrible.
If you're on a long car ride, what's one artist or maybe an album that is like your go-to to listen to?
Yeah, good question. One that comes to mind, not super popular in the grand scheme of things, but the Subdudes, a great band out of New Orleans. They have an album called Live from the Ram's Head, which I believe is a venue in Maryland. It's a double album, so it's about 2 hours long, and yeah, go to. Love it.
Yeah.
That or I love live albums. That or the Allman Brothers Band live at Fillmore East from their famed concert there. That's another one. So probably one of those two is going on. Cool. Going on the player.
All right. And then just bouncing back. So what is something that you collect?
Oh, yeah. Guitars. I forgot. How could I forget?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever sold a guitar. So it's an ever-increasing stock of guitars.
Do you know how many you have?
I try not to count. I'm having trouble finding places for them. I'll say that.
All right. So then just our famous last question. It's why music?
Great question. At its core, it's really the only thing that makes sense ultimately to me. And I was just thinking about this earlier today, actually. Whatever is happening in my life, good or bad, peaceful, stressful, whatever, I've noticed in myself, my first instinct is to listen to something that reflects that feeling. Mm-hmm. So if I'm feeling good, I want to put something happy on. If I'm not feeling good, I want to similarly. So that's what draws me to music. And then to play it, I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie, even though I might not sound like it talking like this. And there's nothing like the thrill of being on stage and playing music live. It can be terrifying at times and frightening, but it's all the more exciting. I was just still able to do it primarily. So maybe when that changes, we'll talk.
But yeah.
So cool. Far, so good.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Real quick, just give everybody where they can kind of follow you online, social media, streaming, yeah, stuff like that.
Yes. So primarily, go to my website, neilmanette.com. Everything's linked from there. All the same everywhere else you'd expect. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, yada, yada, yada.
Cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. We hope everyone enjoyed that, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to All My Subcat Radio. Studio stories every Monday, Why Music on Wednesday. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to see our latest episodes, and make sure to follow @OhMySubcat on all platforms.